Hi and welcome to tonight's tribute show to our own shining star, Pearl Driver. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, Melissa. Good evening, Raz.
Good evening, Maria.
Good evening, Maria.
Good evening, Raz.
Good evening, Melissa.
Good evening, Pearl.
Good evening.
Good evening, Pearl.
Now, as Pearl has said in an amazing book that she released just before she passed away, what's it called? Niterata?
Yes.
Yeah, she did say in that book that there is no such thing as mistakes, there's only art. And so I believe, in the spirit of Pearl, we have kicked off tonight's program. Yes, I'll tell you about that later. Thank you, Pearl, for your blessing. So we just want to let you know that Pearl's voice is actually going to come through the program at different times this evening. So just be aware of that if that's something that you feel, you know, you might need to put some special layers of comfort around yourself about, please do that. Yeah, Maria.
Yep, I agree. High above the chimney top. So looking forward to the show.
Absolutely, it will definitely be a show to listen to and a very nice tribute to Pearl. Absolutely.
We'll do a bit more of an introduction after we play actually one of Pearl's very signature tracks. This is called Baby Driver. And it's one of the names she called herself. Pearl had a lot of names, but this is one that she really identified with. So this is Baby Driver from Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. Good afternoon. You're listening to Dusty Radio, Cooper Pedy's local radio station, broadcasting from our studios in Paxton Road in hot and dusty Cooper Pedy.
Here we are on the Pearl Driver tribute show at Dusty Radio. It's 9 minutes past six. Raz, Maria and myself, Melissa, are in the studio to play honour to our dear friend and colleague, Pearl Driver. That track we just heard was from one of Pearl's favourite artists. That was Cliff Richard with Wired for Sound, and it was from the 75 from 75 album. I'm going to tell you something that Pearl has said about Cliff Richard. She said this on one of her Alphabet shows last year sometime. She said, "When I was young, I wanted to marry Cliff Richard. When asked Beatles or Rolling Stones, I'd say Cliff Richard, which wasn't cool with the in crowd at the time." Apparently it crushed her when she found out he was 12 years older than her, but when she announced this, she said, "Well, now it doesn't seem that big of an age difference."
For those that may have been away, Pearl passed away peacefully on the 1st of May at the Gloucester Residential Care Facility in Inglefarm. She was aged 70, and we had they had Pearl's funeral on Tuesday, the 10th of May, and it was a lovely service. And I think Pearl would have been very happy with the send off that people gave her.
Mm. So we're doing the show for Pearl in particular, but we're also for other loved ones. If people want to request tracks and play tribute to other loved ones, they can call in while playing tracks, either via 8672 3838 or via 0499429992. I'll repeat the numbers. Phone the station at 8672 3838 or phone 0499429992. Pearl was a long-time member of Dusty Girls. Oh, sorry.
She was. In fact, she reached a milestone just earlier this year with 10 years of service here.
That's great. It's a good effort,
isn't it? Yeah. And I say service, but what am I saying? She's an artist, a very, very creative person in every aspect of her life.
But she just sounded so natural on the radio, like sitting on the other side of the studio and you'd hear Pearl doing her show, and it did. It just sounded so natural that she was born to do radio shows.
Absolutely, definitely. We're not pulling anyone's leg when we say she was a radio star. Like, that's how we really, really feel. Yeah.
Mm, definitely.
What other kinds of things did she get up to apart from the radio?
Well, Pearl was a creative talent, very engaged in the community, a health worker, a midwife, and always interested in the community well-being in general. She loved gardening, hanging around with her mates. Doing that again, aren't I?
What's that? Hanging
moving
around?
Away from the microphone. So I can't hear it. It's like an echo.
An echo. It's all part of it. We'll just keep coming back to the refrain from Pearl. There's no such thing as a mistake. It's
so
only artwork.
She liked hanging out with mates, and she loved all creatures, great and small, her Christian faith, and it was very important to her. And she was very, very colourful. She used to come down to the library with her fantastic, you know, gear on at the Historical Society. It was lovely just seeing her.
Yeah, she was really bright, hey, which takes us, like, in every way, metaphysically and literally bright. Mm. It takes us to the next track on tonight's show. This is a request from Penny Gale. Penny said about Pearl that she just loved all of her original clothes and how bright she always seemed in them. And after this, so that song's called She's a Rainbow, and that's from Rolling Stones. And after that, we're going to hear a song that especially relates to Pearl's relationship with her friend Kelly. To Pearl, Kelly was like a daughter to her. So a song for Kelly and Pearl coming up after this one, She's a Rainbow.
Color of the choir. She comes ahead. She's like a rainbow, coming colors.
Amazing Titters with Inside My Kitchen from this, from Speaking Out, that particular version was from that album. That was my, one of my selections in honour of Pearl tonight, because I just really felt Pearl spent a lot of time taking care of people and entertaining people and creating with others in her kitchen, and I was fortunate enough to be one of them on some occasions, and I just really thank her for that communion and for everything we shared at that time.
And I'd like to just comment back on Pearl's funeral as well, if that's okay, because I was had a really beautiful surprise when they said there's a book that Pearl had actually done and was there for anyone to take, and the Niterata book. And what a little booklet of fantastic quotes and just what Pearl was about and her colours, and there's even a knitting, how to knit, and which will be useful for me because I've got a scarf still going since primary school, so it's only a couple of years old, you know. But it really, I just thought, what a fantastic thing for someone to do for their own funeral, because it is such a thing that someone can take with them and they can always pick it up and, you know, look at the book, read the book, and straight away it reminds you of that person that you are missing. And, you know, to end it with the quote of, "There are no mistakes, only art. God bless you all, Pearl Driver." And what a beautiful way to end the book. I just had to share that. But the next song that we're going into was a David Bowie song, and Pearl definitely was a David Bowie fan. And the next track is fitted right in with the start of the space age. It was recorded in 1973, and Pearl had asked us to listen to it carefully. And I'm sure, not sure what exactly, but maybe you out there might have a better idea. But here is David Bowie with Space Oddity.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown. Ignition, and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom.
Y'all gotta get on your feet and help us out. We gonna praise our way on out the door, so come on. Come on.
Hey!
It's 6:43. It's Dusty Radio 104.5 FM, and this is a tribute to Pearl. And that last song, Amazing Grace, was by the beautiful Celtic Women, and previously to that, I'm Free to Praise, was by Thomas Lyon, Treasures of the Heart Ministries. And Pearl was a Christian lady and followed her beliefs and loved her Bible, and to the end, Pearl had a lot of calming with her passing, of knowing that God was there with her. And so throughout the tribute for Pearl, there'll be different songs that Pearl would thoroughly have enjoyed and found peace with. So as if you've just tuned in, this is a tribute night to Pearl Driver, and Melissa, off to you.
One of the ways that Pearl did keep her spirits up, and tried to keep the spirits up of people around her, which is something was very important to her, was through laughter yoga. Maria, did you ever experience Pearl and laughter yoga?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
One evening, I think it was a Sunday, and I was working at the desk, and she comes in and she sees me a little bit, you know, Diana Maria, she said to me, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I go, nothing. I'm working. I'm fine. She goes, no, hang on, just wait. And she starts the laughter. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with Pearl? Why is she acting like this? She goes, this is good for you. You should do it too. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. I said, she goes, no. You should try it. It feels really, really, really good. Anyway, it was a very weird and awesome evening because, you know, I tried it a little bit, but then other people were coming in and I think, oh, man, we better stop this now. But, no, it was great.
Did you find it releasing?
I found it weird.
You found it weird. Well, we're going to get to share a bit of that with Pearl because thanks to Matt Key, we now have a bit of recording of a laughing yoga intervention, if you like, from Pearl. So, and Matt Key did work with Pearl a lot at Dusty in years gone by, and I know that they had a special relationship. And so thank you to Matt for passing on this bit of audio. So what you're going to hear now is a community service announcement from Pearl about her laughter yoga sessions in the main street, but that is going to be followed by something that might feel a little bit weird, because it's going to be Pearl trying to entice you into that experience she gave Maria, similar thing. So what we want you to keep in mind is just imagine, we've got a video in here of what's happening, right? Obviously, you don't have that video, but just, Maria, can you describe maybe what Pearl looks like in this video?
Very happy, and she's got a red nose and red cheeks.
She's got herself done up like a clown, yeah. I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, she looks really, really good.
And she's not the kind of person that was worried about what other people thought of how she looked.
No.
Just know that. So please, if, just heads up, Pearl's voice is coming to you in seconds away, and then some weird feeling, delightful laughter yoga. So here we go with it.
Laughter yoga every Wednesday from 1 to 1:45 at the Rotunda. It's fun and it's free. With
See if you don't start laughing when you reach the end of this. Ha, 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 ha.
Nice. to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I
was Fatboy Slim with Praise You, and we would like to just praise Pearl for all the effort that she done with Dusty Radio and her programs, that's for sure.
Hear, hear.
Well, the
laughing yoga.
Well, the next song that is coming up is Maria has chosen it, and it's by Adele, and it's Hello.
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 And here it is.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello,
hello.
Can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I've tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart. But it don't matter, it clearly doesn't take. I used to meet you down on Woods Creek Road. You did your hair up like you were famous, even though it's only church where we were going. Now, Sunday mornings I just sleep in. It's like I buried my faith with you. I'm screaming at a God I don't know if I believe in, 'cause I don't know what else I can do. I'm still holding on to everything that's dead and gone. I don't wanna say goodbye, 'cause this one means forever. Now you're so hard for a million different reasons. You took the best of my heart and left the rest in pieces. Digging through your old birthday letters, a crumpled 20 still in the box. Even if it's the last 20 that I've got, oh, I'm still holding on to everything that's dead and
heart and left the rest in pieces. I'm still high.